We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard commies! I hate them! I hate them!
Okay,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. This is Fresh Slice, a weekly 1 hour radio show devoted to fresh, great music. I'm Chrissy P and your other host, BBQ, will remain silent until later in the show. It's going to be a really good one today. We just played the song Always Sad by Jesus and the Mary Chain, forever great, in a really good way to kick off the show, I think, because they're coming to Vancouver on the 24th to play at the Vogue Theater. Like, I'm so excited. That will be a fantastic show. I'll get into it a little later. I'll talk about them later. But like I said, it's going to be a great show. We have a mystery caller calling in around the 20 minute or sometime around there. And they're a local enigmatic presence. So you'll want to listen to what they have to say. And next, I think we're going to play a song off of this great mixtape called Girl Mix Vol 1 out of New York, but it has a bunch of really cool covers on it, including a cover of It's Too Late by Carole King, by Sad 13, and a Snail Mail cover of a Sharon Van Etten song. Really, really sweet stuff. But because I am like the biggest early punk nerd, I really want to play this song called, well, it's Mind Your Own Business, the Delta 5 cover song. And it's by Piper Duabo of Puro Instinct. It's really cool. All the proceeds of this Girl Mix cover album are going to Planned Parenthood and a rock camp for girls. So get in there. There's like such great stuff. Cover Julia Shapiro of Chastity Belt covers a song, a Liz Phair song, and more and more and more. So check that out on Bandcamp.
Thank you.
was the song Burning Fuse by Betts, a Toronto band. Great Toronto band.
Dreamy tune.
Yeah.
Very good, like, summer, like, go lay in the grass and, like, take a nap.
Yeah, totally. Their other song they put out, so that's off of their, like, double release, Duloise and Burning Fuse. And the other one is, like, just strongly influenced by The Doors. Like, I would say, like, like, two. Come on. But I really do like them. And they're playing at the Toast sometime in June with Joe Past. So they'll be coming here and you can see them in the flesh. If you're a Vancouverite. Otherwise, if you live in Toronto, I guess that's like a...
They're probably around.
Common occurrence. Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what the Toronto scene is like.
Me either. I wish I did. One day. Okay, well, we're gonna take a look in the Philadelphia scene now, by playing this excellent band Palm, who are putting out a new album in June. I think June 16th is when that's coming out, off of Car Park Records. The band is Palm. The song is Walkie Talkie. Their album that's upcoming is Shadow Expert. Here you go.
Bye. $1 million. The question is, who let the dogs out?
CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Discord Magazine, and Mint Records present Hot Dog Days. It's a monthly concert and video series at What's Up Hot Dog featuring local acts, good food, pinball, and high fives. Admission is free, the event is all ages, and you can buy a hot dog. The next Hot Dog Day is Tuesday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. with hygiene and shrouded amps. Hot dog. Hot dog. 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 Hot dog. Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. We're back. This is Fresh Slice. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are really lucky today to have arranged a call from the one, the only Tommy Tone. We have Stardust Management on the air right now. Hi.
Hello, Stardust Management. Please hold for Mr. Tone.
Okay. Yes. Excellent.
Yeah, this is Tone.
Hello, Mr. Tommy Tone. Welcome to Fresh Slice.
Thanks so much for talking
to
us.
Thanks for having me.
So we heard that you are playing a show in the area this upcoming week.
That's right. Tuesday, I believe, I'm playing at the Astoria in the East Vancouver neighborhood. I'll be performing some new songs, some old songs. It'll be an emotional roller coaster of a night.
Oh, no. Or, oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
There'll be ups, there'll be downs.
That's good. Everything. I think, yeah, kind of like a Shakespearean drama.
Yes. Won't be clutching any skulls. So.
Okay. Well, that should be amazing.
The only skull I'll be clutching is my own when I'm pouring my heart out on stage.
Oh. Excellent. Do you know who else you'll be performing with? I heard that you'd be performing with Ivory Towers and Valsi.
Yes, that's completely true. And this night is organized by a good personal friend of mine named Casey Way. It's Art Rock Night, and a very dedicated artist, much like myself, who I have nothing but the utmost respect for.
Excellent. Yeah, rock is sort of your thing.
Well, rock and sometimes roll if there's enough time for it, but usually it's rock. We do rock first, and then sometimes we roll it down a hill or a side of a mountain and see what happens when we get to the bottom.
Oh. Yeah.
That is really an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster that just goes down. It keeps going down.
Well, it starts high, so
That's something.
That is good. So your last album, Bad to the Tone, was an emotional roller coaster, I would say.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was even more of an emotional roller coaster just making the thing. I feel like I went through several different roller coasters. It felt like I was on a roller coaster for maybe 6 months.
Do you ever go to like the P&E and go on the roller coasters, or like is your life enough of a roller coaster as it is?
I'm terrified of real roller coasters. I think life is enough of a roller coaster as it is, if you think about it.
That's true.
And I get very queasy.
Yeah, sometimes the emotions are like enough of a thrill.
I'll say. It sounds like you've lived the same thing, if not more, than I've lived. So I appreciate your sympathy.
Thank you. Well, you can voice them just so well. And I think, is it appropriate to say that it's not easy to be bad to the tone? What does bad to the tone mean for Tommy Tone?
What does it mean? Well, it's hard for me to tell you because I was born this way. I can't help it. And, you know, I've wanted to change it for so long, but the truth is I can't. And that's a lot of that album is about being born bad. You know, I wish I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wish I was a goody two-shoes. But, the problem is I'm bad. I'm bad to the tone, and I'll always be bad. And part of that album is my reconciliation with my badness and trying to come to a positive space with how bad I am.
Well, I think that's good.
Yeah,
if you can't, like, beat them, join them. But your own emotions.
If you can't bat them, join them.
Yeah.
The other bad people.
Yeah.
So what can we expect from Tommy Tone? Do you have any upcoming releases or anything on the rise?
Well, I most recently put out a tape with the fantastic label Gary Cassettes, which you can find on the Instagram website. And it's a title called Live and Rare, which was half live performance recorded in Tokyo, and the other half is rare unreleased tracks, very hot performances on both sides. So that is still available, but in the future you will hear another album, currently untitled, but I plan to make Bad to the Tone look like complete garbage. This will blow it completely out of the water, and perhaps even music history will be rewritten.
Oh no!
No, I think that's brilliant. I hope the best for you in destroying music history.
You'll never want to hear another album of mine again after this one. It'll be the only one.
It's kind of too bad because I really do like Bad to the Tone. I would like to think that maybe I could go back to it and kind of reminisce.
You better kiss it goodbye. this one's gonna be number one.
Oh, okay. Do you explore any new ideas in the upcoming untitled album?
Well, think of how bad things can get on the emotional roller coaster. Think of the mm-hmm. lowest lows and the highest highs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then increase that by fourfold.
Okay.
We're going to explore the most extreme of extremes.
It's some really uncharted territory. I'm glad that someone like you is out there doing the, you know,
the heavy lifting.
Heavy lifting.
I like to call it the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Oh. And I'll also be introducing a new dance called the nitty gritty at some of my more recent shows. And I know you're in the radio business and maybe you can help. It's maybe hard to show someone how to do a dance over the radio, but I'd really like to spread the word about my new dance, the nitty gritty.
Could you describe some of the movements involved?
Okay, now, you in the studio right now, mm-hmm. if you can, take your hands off the controls. And
okay.
If you're listening at home as well, I would encourage you to take your right hand, stick your right hand out, and then take your pointer finger and point it up to the sky, and then start wagging it.
Like and a no? Like a no wagging, or like a circular?
A lasso?
Yes, but don't get ahead of yourself here, because there's a few twists. So you wag the finger, and then presumably you're standing, shaking your hips from side to side, matching the movements. If your hips are shaking on your left, the finger's pointing to your left, and then to the right, left, right. And that's called the nitty-gritty. So I'm going to be getting into the nitty-gritty and teaching the world the nitty-gritty very soon with my upcoming album.
I'm making a prediction right now. I think it could be the next dance craze.
Teens
the
next, will be doing like, it up and down the streets. I mean, soon enough, you won't be walking. You'll be nitty-grittying to the shop.
Oh.
And such.
I think, yeah. I'm just excited to see, like, the entire street break out in the nitty-gritty.
I hope so. Summertime is coming soon. And it helps to keep circulation going. You know, summer's a time for fitness and exercise.
Yeah, everyone's already outside, so, you know, people see each other doing...
Grit it up is what I say.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Tommy Tone.
No problem. It was more than a pleasure to talk to you on this lovely Friday, and I've been enjoying the program so far. I hope to hear more fantastic music from Fresh Slice on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
That is... We do too. So we are also honored to be able to play one of the songs from this upcoming album.
Yes.
Could you tell us what song you sent us and give a little a verbal explanation about it?
Yes. So the song is called Call Me Spicy, and it's a companion piece to another song currently unreleased called Call Me Fancy. But it's basically the two things I want to be called in my life. One is I want to be called fancy because I want someone to... In order to be wanted, you want to feel fancy sometimes. So I want to feel fancy. I want to feel formal. Sometimes I want to dress up and look nice. But I also want to be called spicy too because just like spice, I can be unpredictable and kind of an unexpected extra little, you know... zest in life. So those are the two things I want to be.
A little kick. Well, I think you are. You can be both, Tommy Tone.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
So.
Just a touchy subject. And, you know, I'm still working out the kinks of the album, but I hope everybody appreciates Call Me Spicy.
Yeah. Well, that was Tommy Tone. And stay tuned for the upcoming album release. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You want to brawl with the tough guys down at Union Station, Station. You got to run with the dogs at the break of dawn just to make it. Well, I'm not so proud, but I think you'll agree. Why don't you call me spicy and you'll see what I mean.
I'll get mine, and you get yours. Oh.
This is Fresh Slice. We have returned. And if you were tuned in earlier, we were talking live on the phone with local musician Tommy Tone, courtesy of Stardust Management.
And we heard a new song by him, Sweet, Spicy, Fancy, Free.
Call me Spicy.
Great tune. I'm really excited about that album. I'm excited about the art rock show he's playing next week at the Astoria.
On Tuesday. It'll be great. So right just before we started talking just now, you heard the song Only Lover by local band Peace off of their latest Magic Cities. And before that, we played
Calvin Love with the song When You're Not Looking off of a new album. I have ecdysis, I guess. He's from Edmonton. Yay.
Yay. Yeah, so some great stuff. I think next up, we'll go ahead and play this band, La 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 La, from Chicago. They're really great. And we'll play the song Dream Song. Cool. This is off of their latest album, Sleepyhead, that came out in October, but we won't blame it for being not so fresh.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Thank you. Circle, come along when it's feeding time. Yeah.
You are listening to Fresh Slice. You just heard Club
Sofa. Club Sofa. They're playing tonight at a like pre-waste show. If you weren't aware, a wonderful time of the year is coming up. It's Music Waste season. Music Waste is happening June 3rd to the 5th, I believe. And it's just a festival in Vancouver where lots of little bands play.
Lots of the bands that we play.
Yeah, lots of bands that we play on this show will be playing in Music Waste. And the point of Music Waste, it started out as like a protest show to this big music festival called Music West, I think. And the tickets to Music West were like disgustingly expensive. And so Music Waste started as a rebellion because guess what? Lots of people should be able to see music, not just rich people.
True. And yeah, Music Waste is great because there's a lot of like, there's a lot of shows at like record stores and stuff like that mm-hmm. that like are free even. And yeah.
Yeah. So the show tonight is $20 to get you in and a pass to that Music Waste Festival, which is highly encouraged by me. So you should go. And you could see Shitler.
That's S-Lord Efferman. You can't really say on the radio. Oh, it's like very tricky.
It's tricky. Dad thighs. Should we do it in unison the rest of it? Club.
Oh, I don't have it on.
Oh, darn it. Club Sofa and Wyatt Parker. So that's at the Toast tonight. You'll want to go. Thanks for listening to Fresh Slice today. If you didn't catch the interview that we did with the one, the only Tommy Tone, this episode will be podcasted at CITR.ca momentarily. And stay tuned to hear Radio Zero. I think we're going to leave the show today with a great new song by Stefana Fratilla. She just put out a music video for this dancing, quotation mark, song. And it's really, really rad. She's local. Do check her out.
Cool. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.